Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a wonderful show for you. My playlist, first of all, includes new and current tunes by artists Ja Preza, Teddy Ride, Emmanuel Jal, Niniola, Mona for Real, and many more. I also have sad news to report. That's the passing of the renowned Somalian poet Mohamed Ibrahim Warsame. My VOA colleague from the Somali service, Mohamed Olad Hassan, gives us the details on that. There is my music listening quiz. Miss Jackie Lumbasi from Kigali is in the hot seat for that. And finally, my feature interview today is with Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the legendary Isicathamiya group from Ladysmith, South Africa. That's 62 years old at present. Performed in Washington, D.C., and I interviewed two of its leading members, Albert Mazibuko and Sibong Giseni Shabalala. We listened to some of their live performance in this show, too. So that's it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're starting off with a good 15 minutes of current tunes, beginning with this one from Zim, Tijeneke by Ja Preza.
Oh,
right. That was Tichenekè by the fabulous Ja Preza of Zimbabwe. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Next up, Find a Friend Like Me by Teddy Ride and featuring Eric Gesso out of LIB, followed by Emmanuel Jal's latest Rock a Boom.
If you not want betray, find a friend like me. Find a friend like me. Find a friend like me. If you not want betray, find a friend like me.
Bombe o, find a friend like me. Bombe jene o, find a friend like me.
Bombe,
find a friend like me.
Sweet like my bestie, the bestie, the bestie, the la la bestie, find a friend like me.
I say, see bestie, bestie walked into every,
wealthy, wealthy, wealthy,
wealthy, find a friend like me. I hear them say, they want me go, I say, eh, eh.
On my blessing, but God can't break me, ha.
Okoro,
they won't call it my blessing, but God can't break me, ha.
Okoro,
French, see French, can't see Papa T French, and I want no bad for French,
and I want no bad for French.
Wangolo, 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 eh, Wangolo, Wango for bestie, Wangolo, Wango for daddy, Wangolo.
I hear them say they want me go, they want me go. I say.
I'm just on observance of the All Stars. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah. shuka shuka shara nyama kwai fuck my border forge and longer white incredible wonderful beautiful so sweet so kind so natural energy a force like a gravity cutie a girl with a dignity we give kunyal magadiku we shandu nal magashandu
was Rock-A-Boom by Emmanuel Jal. Hello, I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa. I've got one more jam by Mona For Real, and then we're going to stop and honor the passing of the great Somalian poet Hadrawi. Here's Hit by Mona For Real and featuring Stone Boy.
Nobody badder, nobody hotter. Only you I go give it to. Nobody badder, nobody hotter. Only you I go give it to.
Give it.
I got the capacity to the whiner. Tonight make a grinder. Jiminy, my designer. On the beats, make a run. Making you lie me. This love you get, they blind me. All day, boy, they hide me. Then they try me. Somebody, they spy me. All the boys, they want me. Say, 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 whoa. Sama hitting me, baby. Sama hitting me, baby. Hey, oh, yeah.
Sama hitting me, baby. Sama hitting me, baby.
Ashi, oh, somebody to me, baby. Hey, oh, yeah.
Somebody to me, baby. Somebody to me, baby.
Real and featuring Stone Boy. I am now joined by Voice of America journalist Mohamed Olad Hassan of the Somali Service to talk about the passing of the beloved author and poet Mohamed Ibrahim Warsame. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Mohamed. You'll tell me in a minute. He's also known by the pen name Hadrawi. Hello, Mohamed. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Heather.
So what are the details surrounding Hadrawi's death, and what does this mean to Somalia and Somalians?
Well, it was a sad news that touched everybody in Somalia, because this guy, well regarded was as the greatest to live in Somali poet and called the Shakespeare of Somalia. Hadrawi had a battled illness for years that left him hospitalized, and people remember him for his role in peace building and conflict resolution. He was respected for building the mindset of many Somalis through his wisdom and poems for the betterment of the unity of Somalia. I can say Hadrawi's beams often echoed as the pioneer of Somali people in the direction of peace and reconciliation.
Wow. Tell me about his poetry, specifically as it relates to song, since, you know, this is a music show. I hear that, you know, he did write lyrics that were put to music. What is the one song that you would say that was based on his lyrics that is the most remembered and beloved by Somalians and others elsewhere?
Yeah, that's true. Before that, I think his colleagues in the business, most of the artists consider him to have been the ever-living Somali poet. His poetry addressed the themes of love, kindness, national solidarity, and uncompromising directedness. People like his lyrics because of declaratory rhymes as well as their content. As far as his songs is concerned, according to Halka Halel, a compendium of his legacy and work, Hadrawi wrote the lyrics to more than 200 epic poems and lyrics to more than 70 songs. His early work and songs were typically broadcast throughout the Horn of Africa. If you ask me, one song, Hoyo La Anta, which means "O Mother, Without You," was his all-time favorite melodies. This song was saying like, "Oh mother, without you the world would surely be a perpetual darkness, devoid of light. Folks wouldn't reach planets in heavens, like hopes wouldn't soar to looming stars with guided ambition, nay, wouldn't have aspired that sphere in space. Verily, when led by your fearless devotion, that the right path never would lose. Oh mother, where the wall is today, surely you bathed the route." That's one, some of his words. And really, this song has been touching every heart of Somalis, and it was one of the most popular songs of his era. The Somalis use this song whenever they are sending messages to their moms, whenever they are talking to their moms, whenever there is a mom's day in the world. That's the song they use and circulate through the internet platforms.
Okay, well, I am going to pull that up and play it for us all to honor and remember him by. And who is the singer on this old recording that we're about to listen to?
But the singer of this old song is Muhammad Suleiman Tobe. He was one of the best Somali singers, one of the most renowned Somali singers. Some people call him like the king of voice. In Somali. So he died in 2014, and he was the one late Hadrawi chose to sing with his words and lyrics for mom.
Okay. Muhammad Olad Hassan from the Somali service, right here at the Voice of America. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ada.
Take care.
Iftin la maylino, dhu mahayame, dhiga chubu. Uyu lanta, adu yadhu bashi, arkam bahadino. Iftin la maylino, dhu mahayame, dhiga chubu. Didahad mafuli, idokalula tu awal mumakani. Didahad mafuli.
lolato awel mo magade ukalugo matupe entira kamu no matage isio ushambira dukaita
live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Yes, hello! How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Ladysmith Black Mambazo gave a concert in Washington just last weekend. It's only the second one in the United States that they've given without the founder and the leader of the 62-year-old group, Joseph Shabalala. He passed away in 2020. I interviewed two of the group's members, the senior, Albert Mazibuko, and one of Joseph's sons, Sibungi Seni Shabalala. We're going to listen to that interview in a moment and then listen to a live piece later on in the hour. But first, let's enjoy this song by the multi-talented French-Ivorian singer Dobe Niaore, Jalouse.
de l'étouffer. Sois une femme indépendante, occupe ta journée, cultive-toi, sois moderne et un modèle. Derrière un grand homme se trouve une grande âme.
Song. That is Dobe Nyao Hore. The song is Jalouse. Don't be jealous. She sings, jealousy is so bad. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. And now it is time for my feature interview with Albert Mazibuko and Sibungi Seni Shabalala of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We were all together backstage just this past Sunday at the Hamilton in Washington, D.C.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. and to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. Mm.
So how is the tour going?
The tour has been going so well so far. We've had sold out concerts, and we've been traveling. Yeah, almost every day.
Really?
And flying as well.
Somebody say, somebody cry, why?
Albert, you are actually the last surviving original member of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. What would you say would be the highlight of your career?
The highlight that I can say now, which was the history making when we met Nelson Mandela. After a year, we was released from a prison. I remember when we were invited in his birthday party, he told us that he has been listening to our music while he was in jail. And also he said our music gave him hope and the strength.
What about the low?
You know, the lowest point is that I remember when was the violence in South Africa. There was a time that we were thinking about giving up singing. You know, I'll tell you the story that it's always amused me when I think about it. As a member of the group, so we were staying close to each other. I remember that time. So there was no money at all. If I have a potato and someone has an onion, so I'll take my potato and then I'll cut it half, maybe in four pieces. And then so we will share with each other. And then the other one will bring the onion. So we do that. And that was between years of 1984, 85. Mm-hmm. But it was 85 that was very difficult. And then fortunately, and then it came the opportunity. Paul Simon just came to South Africa, and then everything changes. There is a saying in our language that when it's going to be dawn, so it becomes more darker. I don't know what they say in English. In our language, we say, "Umasekuzokusa kuba mnyama kakhulu." It was so difficult.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Can you just tell me about the song Homeless?
My father always said that they were on tour in Johannesburg, doing the normal tour of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And then when he called home, because he used to call home, and then my mother picked up and said, oh, there's a
There's a call that came from the Gallo Records. They say there's someone who's looking for you. It's called Paul Simon. He wants to meet you. So he had to leave the tour and then just travel, because I think Paul Simon wanted to come to the township and meet them where they were playing. But at that time, it wasn't going to be safe.
Right.
There was too much, so much violence, people fighting for their freedom. So they arranged for him to meet at the offices of the company. So he went and met Paul Simon. He always believed music was the thing that will bring people together and stop fighting. He didn't want to take sides. And when they asked him, oh, you saw him, because there was excitement. What does this white man want to do with us? How are we going to sing with white men? We've never sang with white men. He told them, I met him. I looked at him. He said he wanted to work with us, but I saw that he was full of music. Then we can work with him.
And boy, you did. Does anyone dream harmonies like your dad did?
We do have songs that comes in a dream. But my father's dream was different, because he was very worried that he wanted to develop the music. All the time when he grew up and he listened to his father's, grandfather's singing, he always felt that there was something missing that needs to be fixed in the music so that it can reach everyone.
You know, what was happening there, because the Isichachamiya has been around before our time, but to Joseph, as Bongsen was saying, that he was always feeling that was something missing. So their harmonies are not as good as supposed to be. Composition is good and everything, arrangement, everything, but it was this thing that Joseph was looking for. But he didn't know how to fix that. So he was worried, and then I think the dream just came to help with that. And then he said it was the first time in his life just to hear those people. They were singing, their voices were so good. They have so much good
harmonies. In his dreams?
Yeah, in his dream. Yeah. So it was amazing that he said every day when he was going to sleep, he knows that now I'm going to be with this choir. That dream, it took him 6 months, dreaming the same dream every night when he goes to sleep.
Was he taking some sort of, like, mushrooms or natural?
He was taking.
Was he taking something?
No, he wasn't taking anything. I think it was a gift that God was teaching him how to do the music. He even dreamt of the prayer and some other things, even our journey, if we are going to take a journey. This spirit was come to him all the time, telling him, tomorrow you are going to go to somewhere, but don't take this route, take this one. So many things that it came to him. You know.
Not just music.
Yeah.
Tell me about the new compositions.
You know, my father taught us, if you write a song, always make sure that you like a song that everyone will enjoy and don't feel like maybe they are left out or maybe they are embarrassed. So we're just still going on the same teachings when we write new songs. There's a song that we just written that says never give up, you know, so songs like that that will encourage and give people hope.
Sometimes never love us. Strong people do it after. Sometimes never love us. Strong.
My father always had a wish before he passed of building a school for all the traditional music of South Africa, where everyone can just come. But because that dream, it didn't materialize, we're still working on it. But we said, for now, let's do the mobile academy, where we are going to go directly to the people, go to schools, go to the community, and find those young kids that want to make it in music. We workshop them, we take them to the studio, we record them, and then we give them a chance We started this project about 3 years ago. We went to all the provinces in South Africa, all 9 provinces. Right now, we have the 2 groups that we are going to promote now. It's the women group, Matutuetsane, Basadi from the Northern Cape, and then we have the young boys, the Goodfellas from Northwest Province. So we are bringing this group with us when we go on tour.
That's fantastic. Albert Mazibuko, thank you. And Zibongizeni.
Yes.
Shabalala, thank you.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Hello, everyone. In case you're just tuning in, you are at the back half of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., This here is Niniola's brand new single, Want, and then it is quiz time. Do you think you know African music? Well, find out with us right after this song. Woo!
Acho meta ni mando, ano meta ni mate, se kana mini mando, ish oya kodando, sheri vasi parake. Can you come this up? Can you come? I want to know. Say you know for love, say you know for love another baby. Can you come this up? Can you come? I want to know. Say you not gon' know. Say you not gon' know. Arado, imagine paradise. Arado, onu di 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 banana. Arado, imagine paradise. Arado, ekiriko.
Niniola's new song, Want. Hello, guys. This is Heather Maxwell. And now it is time to test your music listening skills. Oh, yeah. I have Jackie on the line. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Heather. Lovely to be on the show with you.
Thank you. Lovely to have you. So what's your full name? Where are you? And what do you do?
My name is Jackie Lubasi. I am in Kigali, Rwanda, a breakfast show host called Kigali in the Morning. The radio station is Royal FM.
All right. And you think you know African music then?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. So We're going to play right now. I'm going to give you 15 seconds of three of Africa's greatest singers of all time. Now, I'm going to give you one hint in front of each song. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
This woman has won several Grammy Awards and is based in the U.S. Here we go.
Ah.
Jackie? Oh. Okay. Yes! Guys, I don't think you can hear her. I'm showing that it's not recording, but she answered that correctly. Angelique Kidjo. Awesome! All right, now, are you ready, Jackie, for the second one? Okay, she's ready for the second one. Here we go!
One,
you don't know that one? Were you able to hear it clearly?
No, that one, I can't even guess. And no, it is clear. Even if you made it clearer than this.
You don't think so. All right. Well, all right. That was...
Could you please... Oh, I don't know. So I'm allowed to ask you who it is.
Cesaria Evora. Cape Verde.
Cesaria?
Evora.
Oh, no, I would never know her.
Oh, she's from Cape Verde. They called her they called her the barefoot diva. She sang barefoot.
Amazing. Amazing.
Okay, you'll love...
Just introduce her to me.
Okay, sure. Here's one more. Now, this one, I'm going to tell you what country she's from. South Africa.
Okay.
She also is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready.
Iqirha lendlela nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela hayo nguqongqothwane.
That's a hard one. Give me a second.
Do you need another hint?
You know what, Heather White? You said she's no longer with us, and then give me a Brenda Fassie song from South Africa.
Close. I'm going to give you one more chance. Let me give you another hint.
Close, eh?
Very close. That song was called the Click Song. Okay. One of her husbands was Hugh Masekela.
Oh, my God, yes. Hugh Masekela is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what's her name?
M are her initials.
Miriam Makeba.
Yes, you did it. Awesome.
And you know what? Let me tell you. I had her in mind. It's just that the name disappeared.
That happens sometimes. Wow. Well, good job, man. Good job. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Jackie.
Not bad. Thank you. Thank you, Heather.
Shout out to everybody there. And Jackie Lumbasi, thank you so much for playing.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how'd you do? Did you get them right? Hey, everybody. So as promised, I am leading us out of this hour with one of the live Ladysmith Black Mambazo songs that we recorded the same night as this interview that we listened to.
We sing is called Isicathamiya. It comes from our Zulu music. And now the following song that we are going to sing for you, we are going to show you how to do the Zulu dance. Yeah, you are going to see how to do the Zulu dance. But don't worry. Just watch. You don't have to try it now. You can just go back home and rehearse. And then next time we come back here, we'll ask you to come up here on stage and show us what you learned today. Yeah.
kodwa lawa fana benza
lawa fana benza
lawa fana benza
bayadele
abadlali kahle lawa fana benza
lawa fana benza
ukhuza wena umpimpi
bayadele
bayadele
abadlali bo
abadlali kahle
umaso
singadlala kanje angeke kulunga
angeke kulunga
angeke kulunga umasonke
umasonke
singadlala kanje
hayi
angeke kulunga
angeke kulunga
hayi angeke kulunga
angeke kulunga
abafana benza
abafana benza
kodwa abafana benza
bayadele
bayadele abadlali kahle
badlala umuntu
abafana benza
abafana benza
ukhuza wena
bayadele
bayadele
abadlali bo
abadlali kahle
badlala umuntu
umasonke
umasonke
singadlala kanje
singadlala kanje
angeke kulunge
angeke kulunge
angeke kulunge
angeke kulunge
umasonke
umasonke
singadlala kanje angeke kulunge
angeke kulunge
angeke
Let's go.
All right, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Also, a big thank you to Lady Smith, to Jackie Lumbasi, and also to Mohammed Olad Hassan for joining us today. Remember, you can watch the interview, this one, with Lady Smith Black Mambazo on my YouTube channel or Facebook page, also on Instagram. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time.